many people question the need for an imam. If a prophet has already brought all the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what then is the need for more spiritual leaders? We know that Islam encompasses all spheres of life. Not only does it talk about the moral and religious aspect of life, but it covers every principle within life. Because Islam covers all spheres of life, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, had to be a teacher, a leader, a guide, a judge, a counselor, a mediator, even a military commander. Now, because the role of the Prophet encompasses everything, and Islam claims to be complete in all facets of life, there must be logically a succession plan. Therefore, after the passing of the Prophet, peace be upon him, there cannot be a time where there is no guidance or no teacher and help from God. So there has to be leadership appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our belief, who will function the role of the Prophet, except they are not prophets. As we know, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the last and seal of the prophets. So what does imam mean? In a lexical meaning, if you get the dictionary, it means leadership. And an imam is the one that becomes the leader of the group. In theology, imam means the universal administrator over an Islamic state or society, and administers all the issues related to the world and the next world. So the imam in Shia faith must be chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and must also possess divinely given knowledge. It is impossible for an imam to guide people towards God and they themselves do not know the rules of God and they don't know the answers to the questions. The imam must also be infallible. Logically, if the imam makes mistakes, would people believe him? This goes back to our previous lesson on infallibility, where the prophets had to be infallible for this purpose, and people had to have faith in them. If the prophets made mistakes and the people lost faith in them, this would diminish the role and the trust in the prophet. And this is the same reason why the imam must be infallible. Does it seem logical that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would establish something and then leave without appointing somebody? When we look at history, whenever the Prophet left Medina to battle or any other purpose, he would leave someone in charge. If you have a restaurant and you leave even for 5 minutes, you will leave someone in charge. Do you think that the Prophet, peace be upon him, was leaving his entire life and not leave anyone in charge? We would not do that with our businesses. We wouldn't leave the door open and say, whoever wants to take care of it. Some qualities an imam must have. Number 1, an imam must be appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 2, an imam must be ma'soom and sinless. This means he never commits sins or makes mistakes. 3, an imam must be the bravest and the most courageous of all people in his time. 4, an imam must be the most knowledgeable of his time. He must be able to answer any question he is asked. 5. An imam must be the most pious, the most generous, and the best of all people in his time, in every quality.